Can you kind of hear what I'm doing there? You see what's going on? I'm having a psychotic break, basically. This stuff will drive you crazy trying to learn to play an instrument, man. It's like, my hat's off to anybody trying to learn. It's like, shit, it'll drive you nuts. Everybody's always so much better than you, too. You hear all these great musicians, and it's like, dang, I've been at it 30 years, and how come there's still 8 million people that play banjo better than me? It's like, just keep working. Yes, sir. You know, I've thought about that a lot, but the trouble is, I mean, I have thought about that. You know, I've thought about having a music camp and things like that. But the trouble I have is, as a person who's 54 years old, I'm sort of aware that the shot clock is running, and my thing is playing and writing music and playing shows, and it's like I sort of feel like I had this blog for a while, and I wrote this blog just about the experience of playing music and things like that. But after a while, I realized I could have done about 10 records with the energy that I put into that. So I kind of had to let that one go, you know. So I have to get a little bit more selective about my time. I appreciate you saying that, and I try to make myself available. I mean, people write me all the time and ask me questions about, you know, how to amplify a banjo, or what's a good thing to learn if I know this, what's the next step, and things like that. And I try to, I mean, people were really good to me. Everyone was always really nice to me. John Hartford especially, he was really helpful to me. It was great when I was able to call him at any time and ask him a question, and he would answer the phone in that voice. And
so you had that kind of relationship.
Yeah, and he would talk to me, and I could ask him questions. I have a cassette tape of him and I writing this song on his kitchen table, and I brought a piece of a song, and he was helping me kind of figure out how to massage it into something that would work and stuff. And so people have always been really good to me. So I understand the impetus of what you're saying, but at the same time, I feel like I got to pay attention to what I'm doing, you know, because it's like I'm hoping that what I'm doing is included in the recordings themselves. You see? I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that. I guess I'm just doing the best I can, you know. Like, I feel like I'm in a playoff game and the shot clock's running. We're not out of time yet. We got time yet. I'm going to take a cruise in one of these golf carts here in a minute. Just drive it right into the lake. Get fired from this place. Yes, ma'am. Yes, there's five. I made five free YouTube videos and gave them away. I worked really hard on the pedagogy of that and stuff. And gave those away for people to have and stuff, and that, you know, people seem like they got something out of that and stuff. Because this gentleman makes a good point. Because folks are always really helpful to me. Tim O'Brien was really helpful to me. Bill Frisell was very helpful to me. John was helpful to me. Nick Forster has been very helpful to me. Ronnie and Rob have been really good to me. Dale's been really good to me. A lot of these guys have been very cool. So anyway. Anybody else got their, yeah, this gentleman back here, this is Morgan, my friend Morgan back here, he raised his hand. There's Morgan.